Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville Raceway Marketing Director, Kendra Jacobs, about tomorrow's season opening races, as well as the upcoming sprint car season at the Knoxville Raceway.
Season opening this Saturday here, April 15th. Kendra, basically what's going to be going on Saturday of the races and what can the fans expect for the upcoming sprint car season?
Well, I think opening night is always exciting for everyone. You know, you sit over there during the off season and you think you're ready for a break, and after about 2 weeks, you're ready to get back to the track. So obviously Pelham Motors and Craig Ford have been great partners of ours. They do our season opener night every year, and they're all about the pumping up the fans, and so are we. So looking forward to opening night and just getting back into the swing of things with race season here and ready to kick off another great season.
Now, I know you have the Capitani Classic this year. I think the sponsor came out with it was Weld Racing, I believe. If you could tell the listeners what all that's going to be coming up this year, especially now that Capitani has passed on.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a sad offseason. You know, we lost Gil Sonner, we lost Ralph Capitani. It was just hard. It was a hard offseason. And we know that the Cappy Classic in August is going to be even more meaningful this year. And Weld Racing, who has been in the motorsports forever and is one of the most trusted brands of wheels in the sport, wanted to do something big this year. It's their 50th anniversary of their company, too. So when the Cappy Classic was talked about, and they were like us and just really revered Ralph, it was just a natural fit. So they're excited to come on board. We're already talking about ways that we can do something extra special that race to honor the Capitani family and obviously everything Ralph did for Knoxville Raceway. So we don't have those details finalized yet, but there are going to be some things that are going to be new and interesting for the fans for that event.
Now, what do you say to Marion County fans, Marion County residents who have not ever been to a Knoxville race? What do they got to say to get them out here?
Well, I think the big thing is it's affordable entertainment. It's $15 to get in every Saturday. Kids 12 and under are free. So bring the family. It's not going to break the bank to come out here. But the best part is we put on a great show. It's the best racing surface thanks to the Duncan family and thanks to John McCoy and Gary Schumacher and everyone. They run this place like a well-oiled machine. And the races have been getting over by 10:30 at the latest every night, which gives the fans something to do and have fun, but still get home at a reasonable time. But the best part about racing that I think people aren't prepared for are the friendships you make once you're here. You know, you get to be buddies with the people sitting around you at the track, and then you see them every Saturday night and they become like family. So it's something that fans have really felt like this is a culture. It's not just a place to hang out. It is really a culture that has hit Knoxville and the area, and this whole town is about racing. And when you come here, you feel that and it just becomes a part of you.
Now, I know that the concessions, I believe, are under new management. How will that affect the racing season and the concessions going forward?
Oh, I'm so pumped up about this year because they're unveiling new items. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to spend a ton of time at the concession stand. So I know they've talked about like a chicken burrito bowl that, hey, getting a healthy option at the racetrack is something that 15 years ago we would have never heard of. So that's a goal of theirs this year. I believe on opening night Saturday, they're unveiling this foot-long corn dog, which I'm already in a panic mode about because it's so good. They're just going to bring some new stuff to the track, new things for fans to try and just kind of up our game a little bit. And I love that every aspect of Knoxville Raceway is fan focused. We think about what the fans want and we do everything to make it happen. And bringing them on board, they're doing the exact same thing from the concession standpoint.
Now, a big part of the Knoxville Raceway, obviously every year, is the Nationals. What do fans got to do now if they want to get tickets for the Nationals?
Get your tickets. It's so exciting to see our ticket numbers come in every month and see that we're ahead of where we were last year. And last year's race was amazing between Jason Johnson and Donnie Schatz, and I think we're just going to see more of that. So you can come to the ticket office here at Knoxville Raceway and buy your tickets anytime here from Kim DeLong, or you can call 641-842-5431 or go online is the easiest way, knoxvilleraceway.com. Buy your tickets right there. You can see an interactive map, know exactly where your seats are going to be, but I recommend you get them fast and get those seats because the higher up ones are selling out quickly.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.